Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm pregnant Claire.
And welcome to the Friday edition of The Lost Podcast. How are you doing, Jack?
I'm doing great. If you're wondering, I'm going to go through. Someone asked if I could finish off the season coming up with a different name every time.
Really?
So I think I can do it.
You think you can do it?
It's not that tough.
I know, but you're not a very tough person. So.
That's true. I'm kind of whiny. Actually, I've heard you're the whiny one.
That's what I hear. You got that question on FormSpring, didn't
you? Yes,
you?
I did. It was hard to answer without saying, yeah, he is. But
well, we had an amazing episode this week, and you've seen it a second time now, Jack?
I've seen it a second time.
Now, you said on the last episode, you said maybe if you saw it again, it would be your favorite this season.
It's moved up a notch.
Uh-huh.
It's almost there. It's still not my favorite one.
Of this season?
Still not my favorite.
So Abiturno is still your number one?
I think it's just that era. I just kind of like that kind of story in Abiturno.
You like slave labor? Is that what you're trying to say right now?
That's what I like. That's what I like. I just like that kind of story. It was just a great story. This one was a great episode. I think the other one was a great story.
So you like the more chick flick type stuff, right?
I guess so. I guess maybe because I wanted the Richard flashback. I wanted his backstory.
Yeah.
And it delivered. Mm-hmm. Like I wanted the Rousseau backstory, and it didn't. As far as, you know, they kind of were in a hurry and rushed that one. This one, the Richard one, they didn't rush, and I enjoyed it.
All right, fair enough. Jack, I'll let you have your opinion.
All right,
and I will not bash it.
Cool,
because you're entitled to your.
Well, that's the beauty about Lost. I mean, I know some people want to say, "Hey, you're wrong."
Well, I agree. I love Abiturno too.
How could you be wrong? It's your opinion.
But I would say it's like Abiturno and Happily Ever After kind of on par with me.
If someone said that Happily Ever After was her favorite episode, I go, I could see that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can't disagree.
All right, Jack. Well, we have Lost in Review, next on Lost.
The TV show.
Listener feedback. Listener Theory of the Weekend updates on the contest. Let's waste no more time. Here we go.
Each week, there's one thing to do. It's none other than Lost in Review. We take a look back at last week's episode. It's Lost in Review.
All right, it's Lost in Review time. There's a lot of things to look back in this episode, so I'm going to get to it quickly. You ready, Jack?
Yes.
All right, this is Hurley's 100th episode of Lost.
Woohoo! Way to go.
Hurley became the third character to appear in 100 episodes following Jack and Kate.
Wow. So he's right up there.
Third place. Bronze. Not too bad.
You know, sometimes the Olympic athletes think the bronze is you're losing if you win the bronze. You're just a loser. But hey, that's, to me, you get the
bronze. So now you're saying Hurley's a loser, your favorite character?
No, I'm saying some.
Man, you're on a roll today.
Olympic athletes. They don't like to, you know, because they lose only by a few tenths of a second.
I'm just joking with you here.
It's not like he's fourth.
This episode features only 6 of the 15 main cast members for season 6. A season record low.
Wow. Well, because there was no on-island stuff. Well, there was, but just a little bit.
Fisher Stevens, Minkowski, makes his first appearance since Meet Kevin Johnson after a 32-episode gap.
Wow. Was he sent to the minors or something?
Possibly. This is the second episode after Not in Portland, which only has scenes off-island on the Hydra Island.
Hmm.
So no main island stuff. Despite being both main cast members, Jeremy Davies and Dominic Monaghan are credited as guest stars and not special guest stars.
Oh.
Continuing season 6 trend. Daniel appears for the first time since Follow the Leader, a gap of 12 episodes.
That's not too bad.
No.
I thought it was more.
What?
This thing seemed like it was more.
We've only had, 9 episodes? And he was in the second to last episode last
season. Yeah, that's
true.
It just seems like a lot because it's been a year. Seems like it's been a lot longer.
This is what Last PD has to say about the wedding ring situation.
Yeah, that's been a big topic on the email so far, and I don't know.
Well, Desmond wears a wedding ring in the 8 on LAX Part 1.
He definitely has a wedding ring on.
But not in this episode.
Yeah, because they make a point to say that he didn't have a wedding ring.
And there are a number of indications that he's single. Desmond's appearance overall changes from him being on the plane to being at the airport. He is wearing a different suit, and his hair is styled differently.
I noticed his hair was different. in the second time.
He is also now clean shaven, where on the plane he was stubbly.
Hmm.
So, what does that mean, Jack?
It means we're going to get more emails. I don't know. I was he on the plane originally, or did he just get on the plane? I don't know.
I mean, it seems too blatant. It seems too in your face.
They definitely, because like I said, when I forget who came up with originally we had someone that sent us a thing saying he wasn't wearing the. I think it was iHubby and his wife on Twitter said something about his ring, not being. He was wearing a ring on the plane, and I was like, wow, okay. And so now they made it. They definitely when Mikowski goes, hey, dude, I noticed you're not wearing a ring.
Mm-hmm. And they brought it to our attention.
Right. So they're doing something. They're messing with our brains. Was he on the plane originally or was he not on the plane originally?
Exactly.
That was like when we first LA SpaceX, the most emails we had was Desmond on the plane? He's only in the scene for what, a minute?
If that.
And we had over 200 emails, people debating if he was on the plane or not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we got people. It's the same situation. They just like to mess with our minds.
Yeah.
I really don't have an answer for you right now. I don't know. Well, I said originally he wasn't on the plane.
Yeah.
But Jack remembers him being on the plane. He sat next to him, even knew his name.
Maybe it's just, I don't know, maybe when he flashed ahead, maybe it changed again. I don't know. It's just, it brings up a lot of stuff for discussion.
Is he wearing a ring when he's on the Hydra Island? When he's being, I didn't look that closely. Is he wearing a ring
when he's going in the box? That. But then why would he not have one when he flashes then?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe he doesn't have it on.
Well, here's another topic for discussion.
Maybe he took it off at the hospital. They took it off at the hospital to perform surgery on him, and he doesn't have it on. So when he flashed, when Charles pulled him out.
Oh, you're confusing me now.
Well, when Charles.
Why would?
I don't know. Sometimes you have to take off your jewelry when you're on when you're having surgery.
Oh, so he's saying he had it off the island?
When he got shot by Ben, he had it off.
I don't know.
And
I don't
so
know
when, if, when Charles the right route when to go Charles with it. Took him. I don't know. I really don't have an answer for you.
I don't know. If that's
I'm just
the right
I'm trying
with.
To think deep into it.
Here's another topic for discussion. Widmore tells Desmond that if he survives, he must make a sacrifice. What's that sacrifice, Jack?
Has to be nice to Charles. Has to invite him over for lunch or something. I think a lot of people are saying he might have to be Jacob. He might have to be Jacob's replacement.
Oh, okay.
I could see that.
I was leaning more towards he may have to die or something.
I think he might have to die. But if it's that big a deal, why doesn't Charles die?
Because he can't survive the electromagnetic whatever you might call it.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
I think it has to be something, obviously, either Jake. I like the Jacob theory, or he has to sacrifice. He has to kill Man and Locke somehow.
Let's see, refer reflections. People want to know these things. Flash sideways time begins with Desmond's reflection in an oceanic arrival board.
Yes, it did.
It was also in the police station door, like you mentioned.
Yes, it did.
Daniel Widmore's reflection was in Desmond's limousine.
Yes, it was.
Window. And some of the cultural references. Harold C. Rabbit Angstrom, the white rabbit's name, Angstrom, Harold C. Rabbit Angstrom, is the main character in 5 of John Updike's novels, Rabbit Run, Rabbit Redo, Rabbit Is Rich, Rabbit at Rest, and Rabbit Remembered. The novels follow
and
the human
Rabbit
themes,
Multiply? Was that one?
Follow the human themes of life, death, and redemption.
Hmm. No coincidence.
Another Angstrom here, Anders Jonas Angstrom. The white rabbit's name is Angstrom. Angstrom was a physicist from Sweden. The Angstrom, a unit of measure, something thing here that I don't know how to say, and is named after him. His initial studies were in terrestrial magnetism.
Hmm.
And of course, once again, Fantasy Impromptu in C sharp minor by Frédéric Chopin.
Are you sure about that?
Or Chopin.
Okay.
There you go. Make the people happy. It's played once again on the piano by Daniel, which we said on the show. And yeah, so overall, a lot of stuff in this episode. Jack, do you have anything else you want to say?
Yes, I did watch it again, and I did come up with a few things. I was thinking in the beginning where Desmond's trying, they're putting him in the contraption there.
Mm-hmm.
Widmore makes a point of showing Desmond the guy that got Fried's face. I'm thinking if you want someone to go peacefully in some kind of box that just fried someone, don't show him the guy that was in there before.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's just me. I said, why are you showing him the guy's face?
I agree.
That's just bad.
I agree.
Desmond tells Claire he's not big into surprises. Hmm. He doesn't like surprises. I think his whole life that I've seen on this island has been.
I think it was kind of contrasting his the original timelines, yeah, Desmond, and this one he was kind of boring, straight lace, do gooder, you know, go to guy for the job. Didn't really know what love was. Wasn't really enjoying the music that, you know, Charlie's music.
No,
it was probably the bass playing that really turned him off to the music. But but still, he was, I think that was kind of showing like he was very vanilla.
Right. This episode explained why Liam was in L.A.
Yes, I think we all assume that.
Anyway. Well, I didn't hear anything about it, so I'm just bringing it up so people don't say, hey, didn't you guys realize you didn't bring up why Liam was in L.A.? You're an idiot, Jay.
You sound bitter over there, Jack.
I'm just saying because that's how they would act towards you. Charlie littered right in front of all the cops.
Because he's a rock star.
He had a plastic bag, and he threw the plastic bag on the ground, and I'm like going, yeah, I could do that.
Well, it's if it's supposed to be L.A., it's just, does it really matter?
You still can't litter. It's not right.
Is it really going to hurt anything? That's the least of L.A.'s worries.
It might be beautification. You know, some people's litter is another person's art. That's
precisely.
Desmond tells Charlie, this is a long one. Desmond tells Charlie, you have a choice. You can stay here and drink, or you can come perform the concert. And Charles Widmore, will, the most powerful man in Los Angeles, will owe you a favor. Now, if you choose not to do it, your whole music career will end. It'll be over. And Charlie says it doesn't seem like much of a choice. So it's the whole choice thing on the island.
I agree, Jack.
What people aren't understanding is I wrote this down, and then I couldn't read what I wrote. So I had to go back and try and figure out what I wrote.
Yeah, it is. It does kind of parallel.
It's what's going on the island.
Mm-hmm. It seems like there's this huge awesome choice here, and there's like mediocrity over here.
Yeah,
which one are you really going to choose?
You could come and you could just do 20 minutes of work, and for the rest of your life, the most powerful man in L.A. will owe you a favor.
Mm-hmm. But you only got like one favor. It's kind of like,
well, you know, you're
like a cheap genie.
But Charlie didn't seem to care. He didn't want the favor.
No, because he's more concerned about this blonde woman that he saw as he was dying.
Maybe he's still dead.
Maybe he didn't see enough of that blonde woman. Charlie! Don't go near my baby. Don't tell me how to raise my baby.
When Charlie's in the car, before he grabs the wheel, he goes, I'm going to give you a choice to Desmond before he grabs the wheel.
Yeah, he says you can get out of the car or you can experience love or whatever it was.
Exactly.
But he didn't give him much of a time of a choice either because he just pulled it into the water.
Well, a lot of people have asked. We've had a lot of people ask this. Why didn't Desmond just hit the brakes?
Maybe he just, as we've seen before, Desmond sometimes isn't a good heat of the moment kind of guy. He didn't think things, you know. In the heat of the moment.
I was going with too. I said, yeah. Okay, he panicked.
Yeah.
He's not a number two guy. He's a panicker. He's a log carrying guy right there. He just panicked. Mm-hmm. Eloise tells Desmond it's a violation when he's asking
exactly. What's the violation?
Is that a violation of the rules?
I think so, possibly.
I didn't even hear that the first time, but it's a violation. And the whole thing about the 8:15 manifest, he says, I got to show him. So who's he going to show? Is he showing everybody? Is he going to say, hey, this is what's going on?
Be a rabble rouser.
This is your destiny. We all got to get together and have a party. That's about all I had.
We'll have ourselves a shindig.
Yes.
All right, Jack. Let's move on to what's next week.
I still think Eloise was she definitely knew Desmond when he walked up.
Yes, she did.
She knew him right away, so she knows what's going on.
Once again, Eloise knows what's going on, which is funny because the last time he left her, she says, for like first time in a long time, I don't know what's going on.
Right.
But I guess she knows now in this flash sideways.
She knows what's going on. She knows the game going on right now.
All right,
the game is called Love.
Let's get into next on Lost.
The TV show. And this may contain spoilers.
A little bit.
Next on Lost, the TV show. Maybe it's next week, maybe it's in a couple days. Cause next on Lost.
All right, it's next on Lost time.
You know, that's going to be a song that definitely won't be played after Lost is over.
Oh, that's
sad. Even in the Lost rewatch, I was thinking there's some of the other songs we could still play, but this one, no.
Man. Oh, we could still do Next on Lost because we could talk about what we're going to do next, the next episode we're going to talk about.
Really?
That was a close one. That was a close one. All right, Jack. Can you guess what the description of this one is?
I already know what it's about.
All right. Well, this one is titled "Everybody Loves Hugo."
Oh, there's that whole love love.
All you need is love. Hurley agonizes over what the group should do next, and Locke is curious about the new arrival to his camp on Lost Tuesday, April 13th.
Is it Zoe?
9 to 10:02 p.m.
Who's
Eastern.
The new arrival?
I think it's Desmond, because
That's right, because Saeed had Desmond. That's right. I forgot about that.
That's what I think. And let's go to the guest stars. There's some big guest stars in this one.
All right.
This is probably the most spoilery part, so last chance. Get out of here if you
have
time. You
know, it's funny. I say this every time. I don't.
We usually forget.
I forget. I forgot they were in this one.
But these ones are pretty big. Harold Perrineau guest stars as Michael.
Hmm.
I've never seen that guy's work before. Is he good?
No.
No.
I think he should be killed off.
Cynthia Watros guest stars as Libby.
Hmm.
Uh-oh.
I think
uh-oh.
I already know what scene she's. I saw a sneak peek on ABC.com.
Oh, you did?
I couldn't help myself. I went to ABC.com and had to see a sneak peek.
Mm.
First time all year I've gone to ABC with sneak peek.
Got some more here. Francis Chow as Pierre Chang.
Hmm.
Lillian Hurst as Carmen Reyes.
Okay, I knew that.
Bruce Davison as Dr. Douglas Brooks.
Dr. Kenton Douglas Brooks.
Duty as teenage boy.
You said Duty.
Sam Levine as clerk. And Jesse Smith as waiter. And Archie Huna as Tito. It was Uncle Tito, right?
Yeah. No Cheech Marin?
No Cheech Marin. Or his mom.
No, his mom. No,
oh,
no,
his mom's in it. Mom's there. I'm sorry. But no Cheech Marin.
Really?
So maybe he's still not in his life in the Flash Sideways.
Then he's not the luckiest guy in the world, right?
Well, if he seems pretty. Oh, we'll have to see. We'll have to see how that one works out. I remember this one's 9 to 10:02, so tape the extra 2 minutes after. I think it's V.
Yeah, I have a feeling I'm going to really enjoy this one.
Yes.
I'm calling it right now. This might be my favorite one of the year.
Well, I think a lot of it's starting to pick up now. There's not going to be much time for relaxation.
None of those filler episodes that people always complain about.
But it does look like a great episode. Can't wait to see it. And Jack, you ready to get some listener feedback?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, listener feedback time. We got some emails and phone calls to get into. So, Jack, what do you say we do the emails first?
I say we do it.
How about I go first this time?
Hey, why don't you go first?
Because you usually go first. I'll take one for the team here.
All right.
It's titled Eloise. Hey, Jay and Jack. You guys said in passing that Eloise doesn't want Desmond to get together with Penny. The way Fiona Flanagan was playing, I thought it was because she didn't want the timeline to change. She has a much better life in this timeline. She married to Widmore instead of being his island fling. Her son is alive instead of shot dead by herself. And she's a rich, powerful lady instead of being a crazy kook in a church basement. Love the show. Desmond episodes are my favorite.
That's exactly
Mia
what's
from
going on.
Wuhan, China.
China. I would definitely say that's what's going on.
Yeah, and I would agree. Desmond episodes are some of my favorite episodes. Like I even said, I think Desmond... Hurley and Locke episodes are usually the best episodes.
I don't think anyone complains.
All right.
For the most part. This one's from Michael. Hey, Jay and Jack. I remember someone mentioning this beginning of the season. I'm sure last night's episode resurrected the theory that survivors were granted some sort of desire. Desmond, Widmore's respect. Locke, his dad's love. Do we know for sure he has his dad's
it
love?
It seems like it, but it's not confirmed. But it seems like it.
Kate, innocent. That has a question mark there, so we really don't know that. Dogan to be with his son, Hurley, good luck. And he would seem to have good luck. He's the luckiest guy alive.
Yeah.
Anyway, my crackpot theory is that there will be a secret candidate, Lapidus. He was supposed to be on plane, but overslept. The writers have had those little scenes or lines to remind us that he was supposed to be on the flight. The Ajira flight members, Alana team asked the candidate. Lapidus reminds Ben, the viewers, that he was supposed to be on the pilot, but overslept. So basically he's saying that Lapidus is going to be a candidate. What do you think? Because we've been trying to figure out who the six...
I agree. That
Kate has been
neat.
Scratched off.
Because he makes a good point. They have been hinting to it again and again.
Right.
So I think there's a lot of validity.
But couldn't Desmond be a candidate?
I think Desmond's a different kind of candidate.
He's the anti-candidate?
The anti-candidate. That's great. I guess we'll have to see, huh? Yeah.
I could see it being Frank.
I could either see it being Frank or Desmond, quite honestly.
Yeah,
I could see it being either
I'd
or.
Say it's got to be one of the two.
But yeah,
I don't think it's Sun. I think Sun. I think she's just high, just full of herself. I don't think she's a candidate.
But it does make people make. I think it was on the last Friday podcast, so we made the point that Sun. It was focused on Sun in that episode. She had looking in the reflections of herself, and right? Whatnot, so possibly. This one's called The Last Temptation of Lost. So my newest crackpot theory is that the Flash sideways are similar to the movie and novel The Last Temptation of Christ. Those not familiar, the basic premise is that during the period in the New Testament where Christ is in the desert being tempted by the devil, the last temptation by the devil is that Christ gets to live life as a man. He gets to have sex, have children, and not sacrifice himself for the world. The book details the temptation showing Christ the life he could have led, but at the end, he still chooses to sacrifice himself to save mankind. Oh, yeah, spoiler alert. Thanks.
Oh, wow, thanks a lot.
Ruined Easter for me. I think the Flash sideways are actually the Losties' last temptations, and I believe that the reason Kate's name is scratched out is because she had already sacrificed her happily ever after as Aaron's mother in order to come back to the island to give him back to Claire. So she is already out of the game. Whereas other Losties slash candidates still need to face and determine whether or not to give into temptation or save the island. I know holding out that there's a reason for Kate other than her to be a bone for Sawyer and Jack to fight over is almost on the level of Jack's Dharma Rose theory, but not quite. Of course, this would mean that Man in Lock must be evil since the candidates are there to replace Jacob. Anyway, that's my theory and I'm sticking to it. How awesome was it to see Faraday again? I agree. Can't wait to listen to the show. Tara NPA.
Yeah, I could go with that, but you know, sometimes you got to hold on to your theories.
I like it a lot.
You got to hold on to what you got. It doesn't mean a difference if we make it or not. This one's from Harriet. Man in Black's backpack. Hey guys, I think Locke's backpack has dynamite in it. And I don't want to
say backpack funny.
Backpack.
Backpack.
Backpack. It's like schedule. I can say what I want.
Schedule.
I don't want to read the rest because.
Is it spoilery?
I didn't know it. I had never heard it.
They don't spoil me.
I don't want to let anyone else know what's going on. But could it have dynamite in it?
No, I don't think so.
What's in it?
Because if you remember,
is it Jacob's head? Did he
in season one when the smoke monster was trying to drag Locke down into the hole?
Yeah.
What was the thing that stopped him from dragging Locke down the hole?
The dynamite.
The dynamite. So it's obvious that the dynamite has an effect on the smoke monster. So why did he be carrying around something that actually can affect the smoke monster?
Maybe he's going to sacrifice himself.
I don't see that from Man in Black so far. But anyway, next one here is Sideways Happily Ever After Tricks. Guys, here's something that I've been thinking about since watching last night's episode. Each person in the Sideways world has had a wish fulfilled, but at a cost. Loss of something they love. Here's a breakdown. Said got Nadia back, but she is married to his brother.
Bummer.
Jack got to be a father, but is no longer with the mother, whoever she is.
That could be a good thing.
Ben got Alex, but is no longer a leader.
No.
Desmond got Widmore's approval, but is not with Penny.
Bummer.
Widmore got his son back, not revealed what he has lost yet.
His hair.
He lost it either way.
He used to have some flowing hair, didn't he, on the island?
Eloise got her son back, but not revealed what he's lost yet. Kate, she escaped again, but nah, we do not have her full backstory yet. Claire is going to get Aaron back, not revealed what she's lost yet. Daniel Faraday is alive and got to be with his mother and father, but lost Charlotte. For Claire, it could be Charlie.
But going to Kate, though, she was captured by Sawyer.
True.
All right, so she hasn't escaped. The last we saw...
That's what I'm saying. Her story, we really haven't gotten her whole story yet.
No.
Charlotte Band is still together and popular, but lost Claire. And Sawyer, no longer a con man, but no Juliet.
Yeah.
It's like being tricked by the devil. You have to be careful what you wish for, because there's always a consequence of getting what you wish for. Andre and Chesapeake... Virginia.
Kind of like what I wish for. I wish to be on a successful podcast with a really good partner, and this is what I got stuck with. Thought it was going to be a good deal. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. This one's from Brett. Can't blame Desmond Hume. Who wouldn't dig a hot chick running in the stadium? So that's from Brett in San Diego.
Well, that one was really in-depth.
Well, it's, you know, can you blame him?
Yeah, you know, it was actually great to see Sonya Wallagher in Lost because they haven't really made her too pretty in Flash Forward lately. She has been kind of downery.
The whole show is downer.
I know. So it's nice to see her. Because Sonya Wallagher.
She has that great smile.
She does. She has a really good smile. She just gets this little twinkle in her eye. So it was good to see her.
Obviously, her character, not spoiling anyone who hasn't seen Flash Forward, She doesn't have a lot to be cheerful.
I know.
I mean, seriously.
But it was good to see that smile and that twinkle in her eye because she does have a beautiful
smile. She has a great smile. And, yes. And like I said, flash forward, there's no excuse.
There's no reason to smile.
Give her a reason to smile one. Her All husband right. in flash forward doesn't smile.
Jack, are you ready for some phone calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. My name's Mary from Tallahassee. I'm a fairly new listener and a first-time caller. I have a theory that proves that Charles Whitmore is a good guy, or at least that he's on Team Jacob. As viewers, we have been looking at his character through the wrong lens, the lens, that is, of the people he has hurt as a result of his commitment to the island. It seems as if him and Eloise Hawking know far more about the island than any of the Losties and far more than any of the viewers could guess. That being said, everything he has done that we have viewed as malicious has been because he wants the fate of the island to run its course. One of the reasons we hate him is because he wouldn't let Desmond and Penny be together. If he, like Eloise, knew that Desmond had a purpose on the island that would keep him from leading a normal life, it makes sense that Charles would want to keep his daughter from getting emotionally attached to him. Another reason why we think he's a bad guy is all that business with the freighter and his ultimate goal of killing Benjamin Linus. Now, we have been led to believe that Charles wanted to kill Ben in order to possess the island, so we see him as a selfish individual killing for his own personal gains. Now, this is where my thinking gets a little crackpotty. I think Whitmore wanted to kill Ben in order to save the island because he thought Ben was the man in black. Last season, when we saw Saeed shoot Ben and take Richard, Richard took him to be healed in what we can now surmise was the pond in the temple. Charles was super pissed. He was mad that Richard had done it and was reluctant to trust Ben because of this. Having a knowledge of the mythology of the island, it seems logical that Charles would assume that Ben's little dip in the pond had left him tainted and or possessed by the man in black. So, yeah, there you go. Whitmore wanted to return to the island in order to remove Linus from power because he thought he had to save the world from men in black doom and not for his own personal gain. Whitmore is a good guy. Thanks. Love the show. Bye.
Hey, J&J. This is Scott from Los Angeles. I'm just listening to your guys' last podcast, and it seems like a lot of people are thinking that Eloise is Man in Black because she somehow knows about the alternate timeline and is trying to prevent people from figuring it out. But if she does know about the alternate timeline, I think it just she doesn't want anyone to figure it out because in this version, Faraday is alive. Like, her son is alive, and she hasn't killed him. And so, obviously, she would prefer that to the other timeline. So I think that's more a likely story than her being man in lock. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Great show. Actually, we got some tickets to see you guys for the Lost Party. I think we're in row, what is it, R?
R.
We're in row R in the balcony, so hopefully those are good seats. And we'll see you guys later.
Hey there, Jay and Jack. Dan from Charlestown, West Virginia here. One interesting little side note, the little white bunny was named Angstrom, and I looked it up, and Angstrom is the last name of a Swedish physicist who studied electromagnetism back in the 1800s, I believe. Wikipedia will tell you so. Also, I'm kind of wondering, obviously, Eloise Hawking, she knows stuff. She's been elevated here to major importance, I think. And so I'm wondering, you know, what her backstory is. I don't know if we'll get a full backstory from her, but without a doubt, we've got to know more about her. And I'm kind of wondering if there's a little bit stronger connection between her and Mr. Alpert, because, you know, there was a lot of back and forth with them back when they were trying to find the nuclear bomb down in the temple or down in the caves or whatever. You know, there's a lot of back and forth and friction there, and, you know, I wonder if there's more significant history there. Maybe he's Faraday's father or something like that. That'd be pretty cool. So, anyway, keep up the good work, and looking forward to the last several episodes.
All right, thank you for those calls.
So could Richard be?
That'd there it be is, a cool Daddy. Twist. But see, I don't know if Richard would cheat on his
dead wife.
Yeah,
is that really cheating?
Oh, I guess not. But I think he's. I don't know.
Plus, the grieving period that hadn't been like 100 years. I think that, yeah.
That's true.
I think that's okay. I'm not saying it.
And if you're a good Catholic, till death do us part. No. I guess he's okay.
I don't think you say he's cheating on her.
No, you're right. It's not cheating. You're right. You're right.
Cut Richard some slack.
You're right. You're right.
Man. And you think the writers, because of the whole bunny thing, having to find those names, looking in, you know, how it ties into Lost.
Is they Google magnetic research, and then they find a name. And
you think but they want to, next show, they're like, oh, I can't wait to just do, like, 2.5 Men.
I wish, that would have been a good question to ask Damon.
That would have been a great question.
Oh.
Way to go, Jay. Scott. He said he has him and his girlfriend or wife have seat RR. I just checked it on the Orpheum, obstructed view. That's what it says. Which is a good thing because you never want to see Jay's face.
It's true.
Kidding.
No, we look forward to seeing you there.
It should be a lot of fun. He was saying Eloise, you know, I agree. I think everyone's saying that Eloise has what she wants.
Yeah, exactly. She doesn't want anybody to mess it up.
There was a deleted scene, though.
What's the deleted scene?
The deleted scene was Widmore puts his butter knife on the wrong side and she shoots him. Because, of course, he should know which side the knife goes on.
All right.
And then Mary, you know, I'm not getting to this whole good and evil thing because I don't have the time for the emails. I think it's just how...
Chicken.
This is how I'm going to look at it. Everyone has their own point of view. I'm not going to argue with anyone. If you think someone's a good guy, bad guy, I will say, though, Widmore didn't he order the killing of Rousseau and took her daughter and had Ben take the daughter away? Now, it all comes back to, is that for the greater good of the island?
Well, now, here's a question.
Is that what a good guy does? But if it's for the greater good and that's what you view the greater good being, I'm not going to argue with you.
Okay, I will answer your question with a question.
But see, that's what I... Hold on a second. Every time I ask this question to people, people always answer it with a question instead of saying, it's a yes or no question. Yes or no.
It's not a yes or no, because this is a debate now. Will you let me ask you a question?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay.
No.
Did Widmore want to do this, or was this Jacob's wishes?
Well, then it comes down to, then we pass Widmore. Now you're asking... that question goes, it's not Widmore, because he's just following orders.
Now, you ready? I got the explanation for that. You're saying Jacob. It's Jacob's a bad guy, right? Because he did.
No, I don't think they necessarily were following Jacob's advice.
You're saying maybe it could have been Man in Black?
It could have been Man in Black.
But
I'm opening up to either one. I'm not closed minded enough to think it's just one guy.
Wait, so you don't think Man in Black and Jacob are the same guy anymore?
I don't know.
Are you seriously backing down on this?
No. I'm just going with the flow on that.
Lord, all right. Let's get to next.
What was going to be your question about Jacob?
Oh, it's just that maybe they thought that Rousseau had the sickness, so they didn't want that to spread at all or something. Because remember, they said they wanted to kill Saeed and they wanted to kill Claire because they had the sickness. So maybe that was the reasoning.
Like I said, I'm just tired. I'm just going kind of go with the flow. I think everyone's entitled to their opinion. The one thing I've been right about this show. And no one can question it. You can put 10 people in a room, and you'll get 10 different responses.
I've heard this one before.
We see the emails. It's
boring.
It is boring, but that's how life is. Life is boring. Life is like
Jack. I expect better from you.
Well, here, okay, then I'm gonna say it. if they are truly listening to Jacob, and Jacob ordered the demise of the Dharma Initiative, for Ben had to go kill his dad, which we see Ben's dad was a bad guy. Mm-hmm. He really had no problem with that. But the rest of the DI, they seem like pretty nice. They're just doing a job.
Yeah.
Now, if they really were acting on Jacob's orders, is he a good guy?
Well, remember, they had an agreement.
Right.
And maybe they overstayed their agreement, and they didn't listen, so they're dead.
Yeah. Could be. Or were they listening to
If you got the Season 5 Deluxe Dharma Initiative version, there actually is a copy of... the handwritten contract between Albert and Horace Goodspeed, right?
So if someone breaks a contract with you, you can go kill them.
In the island world, I guess.
just saying.
Or if you're doing work with the mob, I don't know. Jack.
The mob, that's okay. I'm cool with that because there are rules.
All right.
I think it comes down to the rules and what the rules are.
All right, Jack, you ready for the next set of calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Jane, Jack. This is Jay in Austin, long-time listener, first-time caller. Love the show. I was just listening to y'all's podcast after this week's episode, Happily Ever After, and I was listening to Terry's theory on Eloise talking, and I think I like that theory a lot, that she somehow works with Manlock or something. I think we may see an interaction at some point between her on the island and Man in Black. Maybe they he makes some deal with her, or he maybe even they fall in love and they have some type of connection that way. Anyway, I definitely like the idea that she is his eyes and ears, maybe, of the off-island stuff. So, on my way driving home, I thought I'd call before I could get home and forget everything I thought of. So maybe I'll email y'all, see what y'all think. But just thought I'd throw it out there, right, Jack? All right, see you later. Bye-bye.
Hey, guys. This is Eric from Atlanta again. I just wanted to add one more thing to my theory, which is that Charles Widmore told Jin in last episode that Desmond was the only person he knew of to survive a catastrophic electromagnetic event. Now, this is not true, because we know of two others who survived an electromagnetic event, and they are John Locke and Benjamin Linus after having pushed the donkey wheel. John Locke is dead, but Benjamin Linus is well and alive and on the island and has also survived a catastrophic electromagnetic event. So I think it's possible that Benjamin himself for the show and this season by taking the sacrifice that Desmond is supposed to take in his place, if you will. All right, that's all. Thanks.
Jay and Jack, this is Rob from Maryland. A couple weeks ago, I called you and with a theory that Eloise Hawking had an affair with the smoke monster because she had been jilted by Charles Widmore. I still think that's true after watching the package. Happily Ever After. Yeah, I'll get the right one. And so I want my crackpot theory. I believe it, that it's still there. That's my crackpot theory, and I'm sticking to it.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
Yeah, we had to cut up part of Rob's call because he gave the title of the
final episode away.
And we didn't want to spoil anything.
But in all honesty, the title for the final episode...
It's kind of like the title for most of the episodes this season, but hey, we're not here to spoil
it. I don't think there's any way it could really spoil you, but still.
But you never know because people can look into things, and we're not getting any hate mail for that. but no, did Man in Lock and Eloise have an affair? Did at one point did they hook up? I mean, he's floating around the island. he's a cool guy. I think Eloise in her younger days.
We're kind of giving Eloise a bad name. We're saying she's sleeping around with Richard, Man in Black.
Well.
Widmore.
Well, Widmore we know she slept with, right? She's married to him now. There's nothing wrong with
that. I feel
bad. Yeah. She's got that cool do going on. So.
No, I'm going to say she does not. She does not
or is she,
sleep with Man in Black.
Or was she working with the...
Possibly working, but not sleeping. Sorry.
All right.
Oh, that's there we go.
I'm going with it.
Okay, fine.
And we had Eric. That he was talking about the people that survived. Echo also survived it, but he's dead. But you were gonna say something about Ben, I think.
But it's not they for you're saying like when Echo and John Locke survived,
right?
When the hatch imploded.
That's what he's saying, right?
But they weren't necessarily in like ground zero.
No,
Desmond was.
But they had forks flying all over the place.
They were close, but I don't think they were like.
I think Desmond was safer. They were dodging all kinds of stuff. That's when Locke said, "I screwed up."
And as far as
I was wrong.
And as far as turning the
failsafe key,
no, not the failsafe. The frozen donkey wheel.
Yeah.
That wasn't necessarily a massive EMP.
It was pretty bright.
It was bright, but it's not necessarily the same thing. I mean, it's related, but I don't know if it's the same as like the hatch imploding on itself. But that's just me.
Okay, but I was assuming he was talking about the same time with Locke. Echo was right there with it.
Well, I think what he said was the first donkey wheel. But you're right about the
Echo
hatch.
Was there also. Yeah. And then Jay had to call us on the way home on his cell phone. I'm going to report you to Oprah. I'm sorry. He has the same thing. Well, is Eloise the eyes and ear of Man in Lock off the island?
I'm going to say it's a possibility, but I'm not going to definitively say.
I say it's a, I like it. I think.
So you're going to go with it?
I'm going to go with it.
Really?
I think it could be possible.
So she works for Dharma, huh?
No, no, I won't go that far. Well, wait, she did.
You've already
she,
gone that round.
No,
before.
She didn't. No, she never didn't. Worked for Dharma. No, no, she shot him.
All right, Jack, you ready for the last set of calls?
Yes.
This is a big set, five calls.
Five calls? I don't have enough paper.
Here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Marianne from Rochester, New York. I've called a couple times, but hopefully that I can get on your show one of these days. I'm a teacher, fifth grade teacher, and yesterday I happened to be teaching about magnets and motors and MRIs and all those things, and of course it makes me think of Lost. I use Lost in my teaching all the time, especially with flashbacks and flash forwards. But anyway, I don't know if you knew this or not, because I haven't been listening to your podcast for the whole time, just the last couple of years. But there's a scientist, an English scientist named Michael Faraday, who did a whole bunch of work with magnets and magnetism. And he discovered that electricity could generate magnetism and magnetism could generate electricity. But just thought it was kind of cool that his last name was Faraday. I don't know if you know that connection or not. Maybe that's already been something that was said before. But anyway, love your show. Loved Happily Ever After. Charlie is my favorite. So that was pretty exciting. Can't wait to listen to you again. And have fun. See you later. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Brett from Utah. Love this episode. I have a few quick theories. The first one is I think that Eloise for sure knows what's going on, and the reason that she might is because of the lighthouse. Now, the lighthouse is probably the only Dharma station that still exists in both timelines because that's how they found the island in the first place, and it finds the island where it's going to be in time, so it pinpoints when they'll be able to get there. So maybe that's not its only purpose. Maybe Eloise has been using it to look through other parts of time. And that's why she knows so much. She knows everything about, it seems like, when someone's going to die or, you know, specific events. And I think that explains how she might. My other theory is I think that not only do we need someone left behind to represent Jacob, you know, obviously we've been focusing on that more than who's going to stay behind to represent Locke or the man in Locke. And right now I think that Saheed is slowly turning into the smoke monster. That's why he can't feel emotion, and that's why he's so radically changed from what he was before. But love the podcast, guys. Love to hear some more Chuck Cass, but I'm sure you guys are a little bit busy with that. So thanks. See you guys.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Ray from Miami, and I want to share a theory with you. I think the Sideways universe is an equalness between the two. So there's no love, but there's no emptiness either. And that's what Jacob and Man in Black represent. That's why Saeed, who's infected with him in the normal universe, is... he doesn't feel anything because he's infected with Men in Black, while everyone who's touched by Jacob feels immense love for someone. But that's why we see in Widmore's office in the Sideways universe in those recent episode, the balance is even. No one can feel great love, but no one feels depths of despair either and is completely undone. So neither Jacob nor Man in Black exist in the Sideways universe anymore because of the bomb. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Jeff in Florida, and I just wanted to tell you guys my theory of the Flash Sideways, which I call the Slinky Theory. Normally, when you think of a timeline, you think about time as running straight from point A to point B, and you think about an alternate timeline running parallel to that from point A to point B. But I think our losties are stuck in what you call in a loop. And so maybe the beginning of the world leads to the end of the world, which leads to the beginning of the world again. And so as they've run through this loop, whenever they die, the next time around is progress. So they're born again. However, they are born into their new selves. The memories that they're having now are not memories of an alternate timeline. They're memories of a past life. So As Jacob and the Man in Black were saying, each time is progress. So each time around this loop is progress, but it only ends once. So how's it going to end? I can't wait to find out. All right. Have a good time, guys.
Hey, J-Jack. It's Eric from Hillsboro, North Carolina. I don't really have a theory so much as a prediction for a future episode, probably the season finale. Doesn't really have much to do with or anything to do with the most recent episode, Happily Ever After. It's just something that came to me the other day. I think that when it comes time for Man in Lock and his crew to make their move on Hydra Island, Sawyer's going to have his boat with the people that he's picked out to go on the sub with him, and Widmore's going to honor his agreement to not harm the people on that boat until Widmore's scouts notice that there are two boats with Sawyer on it, one of which has the figure of John Locke on it. At this point, they're going to think that Sawyer's trying to trick them and will open fire on both the boats. The thing is that one of those boats actually has John Locke on it, as well as Juliet, Miles, Faraday, and Charlotte. Because we still haven't seen when it was that they flashed from season 5 episode The Little Prince. That's it. Bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
I like that.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool. I just noticed something that Eric's from North Carolina. It seems like the best predictions or theories come from people living in North Carolina. Must be something in the water here. I don't know. Just seems that way. Jeff, it's all in a loop. It only ends once. It seems like that's
what... Yeah, I guess I could see that, but I don't think they're going to go that route. That's just my
You don't
opinion.
Think they're going that route?
No, I don't think so.
It only ends once. How's it going to end?
This season, hopefully. Hopefully.
No, it's definitely going to end this season. So you don't have any predictions on how it's going to end?
Not yet. Okay. Not yet.
Are you just kind of being like me, just going with the flow now? You're not being all tight like you were last off season when your boy was laying dead on the... you're finally showing love for the show
no,
you
I'm
like?
No, I'm just...
Do you love Lost?
Yes.
So now you're showing... The whole theme is love. So now you've shown love for the show that you're not no longer lazy writing. You're just going with it.
I think you're just throwing out like statements.
No, I'm not. It's just I'm just asking. I'm asking a.
You're hitting all the bullet points there, Jack.
I'm just asking a question. That's what the bullet.
That's why I want to call you Bullet Point Jack.
That's what was what faxed me this morning, and now I have to,
Bullet Point Jack.
I have to go on all the talk shows and say the same thing over and over again. Oh, you Locke haters. Let's see, Ray.
Locke haters. We're not the Locke haters. We're the Locke lovers.
Or Locke lovers. I'm sorry. What did I say? Locke haters.
Well, actually, that doesn't really work out very well either. The Locke, people that love Locke.
People
that
love Locke, who are so upset. You know that they're still watching. All you guys...
There's still a chance for redemption.
All you guys who said you wouldn't watch, you're watching.
But you know what? We should have been cooler about it because Locke still has a chance, in my opinion. That's just me.
But who was telling you that the whole off season?
You weren't saying that. Was a loser. He had no purpose anyway the whole time.
No.
I hate Terry O'Quinn.
I said if
I
he
think
ends
he's
up
a terrible actor. He did not deserve that Emmy. You said it over and over again.
I did say that. No, I said if he ends up on the beach, I'm cool with that. If he ends up getting redemption, I'm cool with that. I'm going with the flow. That's what life's all about. That's my new motto starting today. Because if anyone knows me,
well, you
I'm a
go with the flow
person.
Kind of goodness gracious.
And then Ray, there's Jacob in the Flash sideways, neither one exists. It's just everything is there's no what do you think?
So I don't know.
I think someone has to exist. Something has to exist.
Well, if Man in Black doesn't exist, there's no need for Jacob to exist because the reason for his existence is to keep Man in Black on the island.
So he just kills himself.
So it could it could theoretically work. It could work.
And then what about Jacob? Brett had two things. Jacob, that Saeed, maybe Saeed's turning. He'll
be like Men in Black's replacement.
Could it be?
Possibly, but I don't know if that was. But I don't if that's like, ever part of the plot.
I don't like Saeed.
We haven't heard that Men in Black needs a replacement. We hear that Jacob needs a replacement.
But the best thing about Saeed is when he kills somebody, it's out of nowhere. Smokey, you know he's coming. There's nothing you can do. Once he's decided to kill you, you're going to die.
So he's the more literal term of silent but deadly?
Right, exactly. He just comes out of nowhere. Snap. You're gone.
It's not so much he comes out of nowhere. It's just he breaks necks out of nowhere, I think, is what it really comes up. Because when he, what, season three, when it was just, he was handcuffed behind his back and he broke the guy's necks with his legs.
Yes. And so, well, you knew he was there. I'm just saying the last episode, yeah, he jumps out of the bushes. Snap. The guy's like, what? He didn't have a chance to say.
He didn't even get what he went.
Yes. And I was wrong. The guy that got his was toast in the machine. He uh-huh. did actually say something. He said, "I'm on it" or something like that. He did have. Last time I said he didn't get to speak.
All right, chick is toast.
And that is Eloise. Does Eloise know everything because of the lighthouse? Maybe that's
a good. That's a really good possibility.
I really like that.
That's a really good possibility because she was on the island. She might have known where it was, and that's a really good possibility. I think she also knows a lot of things because of Daniel's notebook as well.
Or she's just a smart journal. She's just a smart person.
I don't know if she's that smart.
Well, all her boyfriends, she just gets all the information from all her boyfriends. What do you think?
No, I'm not going to partake in this. Eloise is a promiscuous woman.
And then Marianne.
Yeah, I think we knew about the Michael Faraday. Did we talk about the Michael Faraday?
I think we talked about it a while ago. But that Lost is part of everything in everyday life because of what they've done.
Uh-huh.
Lost is always going to be part of our life.
You know what's weird though now is this, like, he's Daniel Widmore.
Widmore.
That's weird. He's Faraday to me.
Well, I even said I said in the beginning, I said Faraday. I mean, wait, Widmore, whatever his name is. You know, but she's saying that she teaches Lost. You know, as comes up in her teachings every day or all a lot.
Uh-huh.
Lost is part of how many times you pick up a book. That's Lost. You can't help but think about Lost.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I can't wait for it to end just so I can get my life back.
Oh, man. All right, Jack, you ready for
it's going to be a sad day.
The listener theory of the week?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Jeff from Washington State. I've been thinking about the Desmond episode and Eloise. And I think based upon the fact that Jacob gave Richard a gift of immortality, I think there's something similar going on with Eloise. Not about immortality, but I think she received a different gift either from Jacob or from Manon Locke. I think she was given the ability to have knowledge of time and space. That would explain why she was so mysterious back when Desmond was buying the ring. That's why she knows what's going on in both universes this season. I think we're going to find that part of the training she received when she was the leader of the others and or part of getting off the island, a bargain of some sort, was that she was going to be the outside person. In fact, when she said that someone built the lamppost on the mainland and was a wise person from Dharma, she might have even been lying about the Dharma part. Maybe it was Jacob or Manon Locke who actually built that lamppost originally. But she received the training. That's why she knows how to jump around time and space and why she has all this special knowledge. And she's going to be, of course, with Desmond in the storyline, she's going to be integral to tying the religious aspect with the science in the show. What do you think? Thanks. Bye.
I can't find any fault with it. We definitely know she knows how to jump around time and space.
Jump around.
I was going somewhere else, but that's okay. Keep it clean.
Well, the way we're treating Eloise today.
I feel bad now. I feel
you should really feel bad.
There's this lady who's
this
very
poor old lady.
She's very,
would you do that to your own grandmother?
I would not call her old. I would not call her old. We're at Chili's. I have a funny off-topic story. If you want to talk about something? We're at Chili's today. Your mom and I, and there's this older lady and looked like probably her daughter sitting at a table at Chili's, and we're talking back. You know, the waitress goes over there, and the waitress comes over. They jumped up and left right away. And they ran out of the thing. Then she goes, "Oh my God! They just said they left their 95-year-old mother in the car and forgot about her."
Uh-huh.
How do you forget about? Well, they never came back in the thing, so I think they were going to sit down and eat, and leave her out in the car. And it's pretty warm here in Raleigh today.
It is.
So I just was like, "How do you forget? How do you leave your 95-year-old mother in the car?"
I don't know.
How wrong is that? Anyway, that's a great theory though, Jeff.
And where are they going to win, Jack?
They're going to win
The Gospel According to Lost by Chris Say.
And also Head First Algebra by Tracy Pallone and Dan Pallone. And also,
are we giving those out to everybody that wins the listener theory?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Hold on a second. Jeff, you're not getting that one. Don't get greedy, Jeff. It was a good theory, but you're not getting two things. You're just getting one.
So you're getting that. Jack, now that we get into what the other prizes you're talking about are going for, let's do the Season 6 contest update.
That's where they're getting the head first eligible.
I'm just like, whoa, they really stepped up the giveaways, I guess.
Yeah, we're good. Everyone's getting one. Everyone that calls the show will get something.
Oh, man.
Let's do the contest right now.
Yeah, let's do it.
You know, I said I was going with Lostpedia on the dude count.
Uh-huh.
I only heard one dude in this episode.
Yeah.
From Hurley. I did not hear another dude. They have it as two. Mm-hmm. So where they got two, I don't know. So right now, I'm going with me here.
Okay.
I only heard one dude. He walks up to Desmond, says, you were on the plane, we're on Carousel 4. The dude at the counter told me. That's the only dude I heard. I played it four times. Maybe I'm wrong. If anyone else heard another dude, let me know, and I'll change the count. But right now, it's dude is one. Penny was in this episode. Mm-hmm. Czar, very lovely Penny. Desmond was in this episode, and Eloise was in this episode. So if you, the count is now up to, I think Eloise is, this was her first time.
First time.
I think, believe it was season. Penny's first time, if I'm not mistaken, that we've
yep.
seen
first
her.
Time, yep.
And this was Desmond's third time.
Yes, yes it was.
Because he was in LA SpaceX, not to spoil anyone.
Or was he?
We don't know, and at this point, we just don't know.
All right, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Friday.
Yay!
If you'd like to give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Once again, it's 206-309-0311. Call anytime with Lost questions, comments, and or
theories.
Also, you can send an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com. That's lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/jandjack.
Or crackpotjack.
Once again, it's twitter.com/jandjack or twitter.com/lukevenk, L-U-K-E-V-E-N-K.
Or crackpotjack at crackpotjack. No.
All right, so.
Also, we had a few people sending emails. The ublog.org ticket exchange site was not set up to be your personal broker.
Yeah.
If we do fine you and you are selling those tickets, we're going to see if we can get the tickets taken away from you.
Here's the thing.
Not trying to be jerks about this guy. I mean, obviously, if you set up a site and you have some friends and you sell the tickets, I'm not going to stop you from doing that. But Colleen went and set up this site.
For it to help people out, help don't people prey out, on people that
don't
get
tickets. And you're going out there and saying, we're not your personal broker here. I have no problem, like I said, obviously we're going to try and stop this.
Well, here's the thing, is these tickets were given out for free. I think there was like a $4 service charge at Ticketmaster. And I would if they were for sale, and the market deemed that they were more valuable than whatever they were, and you could sell them for that price, then by all means. But if you're just sitting there, taking a free item, and then hoarding it, and then jacking up the price on the ticket to sell to people that maybe couldn't have gotten there in that time. That's not cool.
Well, my main thing, though, is the site was set up to help people that are looking for just exchange. They have too many tickets, exchange tickets, so people that want to go.
It's worked really well so far.
It's worked great. And now you're coming in there and you're taking advantage of someone doesn't. Like I said, if you want to set up a site on Facebook, or not Facebook.
No, I mean, no, you're not.
I don't even want you doing that, but this is even worse. To me, this is just the worst. This was set up by Colleen in her spare time to help people, and this person is going around trying to.
He's preying on people.
Yeah, exactly. It's just wrong. This, I think we can all agree, this person's a bad person. I mean, I don't hate you, but it's just wrong, guy. Just come
and
on.
And it's not like we're not, for someone want to make an extra buck, but these are supposed to be free. And because they're free, I think they sold out faster than they would if they were for money.
Yeah, obviously. But this site was set up
yeah.
to help people. And you're not, come on, you're just not, it's not right.
But for those that are still looking for tickets, you can go to ublog.org and go on the list there. And it has worked out for a lot of people so far. And if anybody does send you an email saying they have tickets for sale, please send us an email. People did send us emails
about
that.
And we're going to do what we can to take the tickets away from you. I'm not trying to be jerks, but...
Come on. If you have them, if you want to recoup the cost, whatever you have on Ticketmaster,
I have no problem with that.
But this guy was charging $30 a ticket.
Yeah.
And that's not cool. You're taking advantage of people. Anyway, that's us being preachy for the last...
I think what we're trying to do is just have some fun here.
It's supposed to be fun for everybody.
Like I said, Jason, if you whatever Ticketmaster charge you, if you get here recoup that, I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
But not on ublog.org. I don't think it's right.
Well, I mean, but I think whatever, if it's wherever, that's just to get your money back for the charge that you got for the tickets. That makes
sense.
But
this guy's using ublog as a broker.
Well, yeah, we're using it to...
We're doing all the legwork for this person. He's making the money on it.
Yeah, so...
And that's I'm done. I'm done preaching to people this
but
week. I can't wait for next. I seriously cannot wait for next week.
I think you're pimping it up too much, Jack. I think now it's gonna disappoint you because you're setting your sights so high.
I don't think it will. Because you know what? In the off season, I decided I'm going with the flow. In fact, I'm not even really trying to figure out things. I'm just kind of. I don't want to be disappointed.
This is a lie. This is like fake Jack right now.
No, I'm just. Like,
this is fact.
Let the sun shine.
We're calling you fact.
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 Well, that's nice.
Fake Jack.
Fake
All Jack. Right. We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.